Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Come on now, we done had it, my man.
Oh,
we done had it, my man. Ah. It's official.
Oh, no.
That's the shit.
Look, like, he don't even sit the same no more. He's sitting there.
Alright. Hold on.
Other way. Yup. You know,
yes, sir.
It's a vibe. Yup. It's appropriate.
It's a different feeling.
It is. Hey, look, between the two hats, he sat different between both of them.
It just really ain't nothing you can tell me right now. Bro, you gonna have to host, man. I'm just.
That's all right. That's all right. Yeah. It's a vibe.
Hey, man, welcome back to the Black Market.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never mind. You know, it's a lot of things I love, and Atlanta is one of them. Mm. And then when I saw this, it says, Atlanta deserves a leader who cares for all of its citizens. Mm. And then I saw the hat. Yeah. And then I said, you know what? I believe him. We got to have him on the show. Because if anybody's going to run for any type of office with this kind of hat on, they got to be good people, man.
Come on now.
Do the honors.
Listen. Thank you for having me, brother. Thank you for having me. My name is Alfred Shivy Brooks. Man, I'm a school teacher by day, former Freestyle Friday Hall of Famer for 106 in Park. Looking to make sure that we bring hip-hop culture, that we bring the voice of young people to city council. It's time for Atlanta to have representation that is reflective of the young people that make Atlanta what it is.
Are you ready to be that for us?
Absolutely. Look, I went to school. I graduated from the Andrew Young School of Public Policy at Georgia State, which, by the way, is ranked over Harvard. Graduated top 10% of my class. Worked as a legislative aide. Worked for Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities. On top of being a hip-hop head. On top of being a father, a homeowner, a business owner, an influencer in the education space. Now, it's time for us to have influence on policy because we did a lot of marching for the last year. fighting for social justice. We did a lot of marching talking about needing police reform and these type of things. But the people who are in office don't have the political will to do the right thing. So now it's our time. Now it's our time.
It is our time. And what is it going to take for it to be our time?
Listen, we got 36,000 young people that are registered to vote. But the problem is that young people don't get engaged. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that people who run for office, they don't look like us. They don't sound like us. They don't talk like us. And they don't talk for us. So we get disengaged. So people like yourself, having platforms like you have, giving us the space to share and tap in with young people, this is how we get them inspired. This is how we get them activated. We go out and we vote for presidential elections, but when it's the local election, and I'm talking about this is stuff we feel, right? Mm-hmm. So like in Atlanta, for example, marijuana is decriminalized. Mm-hmm. But the person I'm running against believes that marijuana is the reason that the rest of America thinks we soft on crime, and it's the reason why crime goes up.
Mm-mm. But ever since they decriminalized marijuana, it's been hard to find good weed. Them white people might know exactly what they talking about, man. Since they decriminalized it, like all the drug dealers moved or something.
It's time for us, honestly, man, it's time for us to legalize it throughout the state, though.
Yeah.
It's time for us, for sure.
See, that's the type of shit that you talk that'll get you elected, man. So what's the process into getting you into the Atlanta City Council? What we need to do as a community?
As a community, this is the real, right? These elections are not free. They're not free. It takes a lot of money to be able to send out mail or send out those text messages that get on your nerves, right? They get you get up, though. Right. So we need to be able to get some funding behind this campaign. We need the influencers of Atlanta to not be on the sidelines and be complaining about stuff, but actually activate to push what we're trying to do. Right. We need them really to get behind this campaign and help this thing go off the way we need it to. Right now, though, I got like 6 people in my race. But I'm ranked 1 or 2 throughout the entire city. Like, right. We definitely are resonating with the people, and ain't nobody working harder than me.
Well, we're going to get this shit out immediately, though.
Let's go.
This one of those ones where we have to handle with a sense of urgency, because you seem to be sincere and have the people's needs at heart. And we're going to need some more of these hats.
Yes.
I think if it was more of these hats available to the young men in the city of Atlanta, it'd be a lot more cool shit going on.
Imagine that.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030. driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Imagine that. And those hats came from a black hat maker right here in the city. Shout out to Fruition Hat Company and my brother Stanzel and them.
Yeah. And then some people going to watch this and be like, why does everything have to be black? Because we don't have enough shit. We need to know where our people are and what they're doing and how we can help them. Yep. And that's exactly why we created this platform. If there's anything I could do to help my man get elected to the Atlanta City Council, and I know he going to be in there representing my interest with this kind of shit on, I want him in there.
Is that an official endorsement right there?
Hell yeah. This hat, I would love to see you down there. I want you to be on the state legislatures. We
got
to get you in the door, man.
Yes.
We'll start at city council.
That's how it starts.
Then we're taking over state. Then we're going with some, we're going to all the way up to the Supreme Court with these hats on.
We'll claim it.
A million deep.
Yeah.
With Steve Harvey suits. The new ones. Not the old ones.
Not the baggy ones.
Nah, these new, the new ones. The new ones, bro. How long you been out campaigning?
Man, listen, we have, to be honest with you, I've been doing the work before running for office.
Okay.
Right? After the killing of George Floyd.
All right.
Right? 10 days later, 1 o'clock in the morning, I get the phone call that someone had gotten shot in the drive-thru at the Wendy's.
Yep.
And that folks were going berserk. Right. About what was going on.
They were
rightfully so. But the reason why I was called is because they know that people in the community trust me. They know that people in the community will listen when I try to bring some calm and make some common sense about it. But I've been fighting to get real police reform in Atlanta for over the past year. I started marching in Atlanta in 1991 with my dad after Rodney King.
Yeah.
So I've always been about doing this work. We started running like hard on this campaign, announced this campaign in March of this year. Shout out to my sister Mina. We've been outside every single day with volunteers throughout the city, knocking doors, meeting voters, being at every rally that we could. Early this morning, I was out fighting to keep the encampment that our homeless neighbors had outside by the church over by the Capitol as the Atlanta Police Department gets ordered to come out and pull up their tents and their property and throw it all away. So before I came to you to come do this, I'm outside fighting for the most vulnerable people in our community. And that's what I'm going to do, whether I'm elected, God forbid, if I am not successful in this campaign.
Right.
I'm always going to be doing this work because, it's the most Christ-like thing I could do.
Right. What's the website that they can reach out?
My website is Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, 4-F-O-R-A-T-L.com, Brooks4ATL.com. We need people to volunteer to help us make phone calls, volunteer to knock doors. We need people to donate $10, $20. The most you can do is $2,800, max out. Help us out, because if we do that, I promise you, I'm going to do my part, and we're going to make sure that our voices are heard.
Well, shit, there you have it. J-O-N, play something, man. This is the campaign. City Council, man. Bro, you think you can really be down there? Like, you think that's going to be a problem? There's a lot of old people down there.
You know, the tide is changing, bro. We got six seats that are going, is going to have new people in city council. And I'm not the only young, forward-thinking person running for office right now. Like, right. It's a family of us who've been on the front lines together that are all like, all right, boom, you run
shout
that seat.
Shout them out. Who are you talking about?
Run the seat. Look, shout out my brother, Devin Barrington Ward.
Okay, bet.
Shout out Liliana and Katie Kissel running out of power, right? Shout out Rogelio and Larry Carter.
All right, bet. Rogelio. That's a cold name.
Yeah.
I know he got a hat like this. Rogelio.
Rogelio. Right? You know, like, there are young people throughout the city who are running for office, and I think now it's that time. You know, it's more millennials and Gen Z than there are any other age group in America. It's more of us.
Right.
And so, you know, the thing is that our average politician is like 65.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Old-ass white folks. Well, they ruin everything, bro.
Yeah, and it's people, but in a city like Atlanta, it's people who look like us that create policies and laws that are the most harmful to us.
That's because they only got half of the information. They don't be out here like that.
It's true. You out of touch. You got to really be among people, and we do too much about people without people.
Right. I want you to get elected. And don't forget about traffic when you get elected. Traffic needs to be addressed. Traffic in the city of right. People need to go to work at like 10 o'clock in the morning because we got to like change the schedule or something.
The problem, man, we got so many different issues why that's the case, though. But a lot of it has to do with like our public transportation system is more inconvenient than it is like helpful.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like,
and the potholes, too. A lot of traffic results of people trying to swerve potholes.
Facts. That's a fact. That's a fact. But imagine, though, like, honestly, like, if people could do their work on the way to work, taking public transportation or something.
Just saying, man.
It's time to update it. But, yeah, the potholes, the roads are raggedy.
Yeah.
I live in Southeast Atlanta. You going up Boulevard, it's like riding on gravel, bro. It's trash.
No.
It's trash.
I seen a dude take his rims off, just said, fuck it.
Yes.
Put some big ass.
Corey, I know you done bent some rims.
Put some big ass SUV tires on it. You know, like the police rims. Just.
Nah, that's a fact. What do you think, though, from your opinion, what do you think is the most important thing going on in the city that we should be focused on?
The most important thing that's going on in the city, it's a lot of disruption. They're trying to displace people, and that's why it's so much tension. Like, Atlanta's growing so fast, and the people who's not willing to accept the change are being forced out.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it's driving out a whole lot of the things that make Atlanta was the peace and the calm.
Yeah.
But now it's so much bullshit.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I don't know.
It's like... I think right now, man, we are at a place where Atlanta is not going to be Atlanta anymore if we are not intentional about what we do right now.
Right.
Plain and simple. Like, I think right now, like, we got folks, you know, running around using crime, right? Just right. The overarching word crime to try to win votes, to scare people, to change.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. They're trying to make Atlanta sound way worse than it actually is.
Oh, it's not. That's the thing though, right? So right. Like, first off, like, y'all know we got the weather. I ain't gonna name the blogs, but they out there that every time somebody see a car window get broken into or whatever, they put it up on the story. And
they try to make
things.
It seem like, yeah. But you know, that'll happen anyway.
The numbers are lower than they have been for the last 10 years right now when it comes to auto theft, when it comes to car break-ins and all the things. And 60% of the car break-ins and auto theft is when people leave their keys in the car.
Right.
Most of this stuff is preventable. Most of the gun crime that's occurring right now is with stolen firearms that have been stolen out of vehicles.
Right.
Like, it's just some common sense things that we could do. Like, listen... I'm all for gun rights. I own several firearms, right?
Yeah.
But when you leave your vehicle, don't leave it in the armrest or under the seat. Lock it in the trunk. Lock it in the glove compartment. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just common sense things that we need to start taking responsibility for that will titrate, stymie off a lot of the stuff that we're dealing with.
Right.
Plain and simple. We want to make it safer. We got to do our part, too.
Right. It's a lot of that going on, but you know. That's the city that those are the things that happen in the city that make it the city.
It's a major city, man.
Exactly.
It's a major city. But we also got to make sure that it's a city where we don't criminalize blackness. We don't criminalize.
That's the poverty. One. That's the you put it perfectly. When you asked me what I thought it was, that's what I know it is.
Criminalizing blackness.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the people who, like you said, that are in the position to make decisions understand exactly what Atlanta is right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, since the world shut down, it's like the importance of this place, because it never lost its freedom. You know what I'm saying? Like, even during the quarantine,
mm-hmm.
It still was a certain level of...
We were doing our thing.
Doing, yeah.
Yeah, but also, look, the governor of Georgia... basically made Atlanta the playground for America for a long time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think there's some dangers in that as well. But,
right.
You know, Atlanta is supposed to be like a safe haven for blackness and black culture.
Yeah, because it's a very given city.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. We're supposed to be the city that's too busy to hate.
Exactly.
Supposed to be.
And we're supposed to be the city that has young, forward-thinking progressives.
Right.
In the city council right. And in these positions to help us get our voices across.
Yeah,
I think we don't lose the essence.
At some point, even when folks get into office, I think we do a disservice when we stay in office until we die in office.
Right.
And I think too often that happens. The person I'm running against been in office since 1994.
Right. We don't know them.
It's folks watching this show right now weren't even born yet.
Right.
Since that person was.
And they definitely ain't gonna vote for him.
Nah. But if they vote at all. So that's the part that we gotta do better on.
Right.
We can't complain we're not getting police reform but don't vote. We can't complain that Atlanta's getting unaffordable and don't vote. Like, we can't complain about these things. But not put people in the position who actually want to do the work.
Right. Well, you got to do your part, too.
Yep.
Because if you win this shit, I want you to wear the biggest hat that you can fucking.
And some. And we're going to get a grill. We're going to holler at my boy Grills by Scotty, and I already hollered at him.
Scotty
right?
ATL.
We're going to get a grill. We're going to, you know what I'm saying?
So check this out.
But I'm going to get a shirt, right?
When is the election?
The election. So early voting starts October 12th. Early voting starts October 12th. That's less than 50 days away.
Well, do me a favor, man. You got to come back before then.
Let's do that.
I need you to get in here And I want you to come back and use this platform, because it's a lot, we have a lot of followers that are catching on to the black market who are interested in making a change. And just knowing that it's somebody who can reach out and connect to some stuff like this, that's bringing some, you know, that's bringing hip hop, but it's still a certain level of seriousness that's approached about it. I think they're going to be able to respect it.
I love that.
And you're a cool brother.
Thank
and
you.
I wish you much success.
Thank
and
you.
These hats are fly as hell.
Come on.
And man, this the black market, man.
Come on, man.
Shiggy!
Hey!
You in there, bro.
Hey, man. Look, with your help, we gonna make this a destiny.
I know a few people.
Thank you.
We can make a few calls.
We need them. We need them.
Much love, brother.
Let's get it.
That's it. Black market. We out of here.
Hey.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.